This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com, and I'm speaking today with Frank Chulik. And Frank is president of Stuart Amos Sweeper Company. Frank, welcome to the interview.
Hi, Ranger. How are you today?
Hey, just fine.
Great.
You know, I wanted to spend some time chatting with you on the phone in your new position as the what would appear to be the number three full lines sweeper manufacturer in America. So, congratulations on what appears to be an interesting development in the American sweeper marketplace with your collaborative effort that's been put together here with Victory Sweepers and Mark Schwartz. I wanted to kind of look behind the scenes at Stuart Amos a little bit more, and also why you and Victory got together and what that all means for the industry.
Okay, well, great. I'm glad you're interested. We're couldn't be more excited and enthusiastic about the cooperation and collaboration that we have with Mark at Victory Sweepers, with Mark Schwartz, who's obviously a huge force in the industry. And just by way of a little background with Stuart Amos and how we evolved into where we are today, as you'd mentioned, the third largest manufacturer of a full line of street sweepers manufactured in America, which we couldn't be more proud of that comment. Stuart Amos started in 1938 as a vendor to the rock products industry in Pennsylvania when the mining industry was really in its infancy in the road program of supplying highway and heavy contractors. And at one point, we started renting street sweepers to them. Being the heavy nature of the applications, the sweepers tended to break a lot. And for years and years and years, I'd walk into our shop, see a sweeper broken and say, boy, why do these have to be so complicated? And the answer is they don't. So we set about making a street sweeper, and in other companies we have design, manufacturing, assembly, and other items. So we set about making street sweepers for our own use that we obviously continue with today. And we started with the Starfire series of mechanical broom street sweepers, of which now we have five models, ranging from a mid-size 4-cubic-yard hopper on a non-CDL chassis up to the largest capacity broom sweeper on the market, the 6-cubic-yard S6, which is available in both a twin engine and single engine. And then in the middle there, we have the S5, which is available in a single and a twin engine unit. All of those units being very successful in the construction and contractor market, and some municipalities have decided to sign up for those because they realize that they want reliability and serviceability with high-quality componentry. We don't build a bid machine, per se. We're rarely the low bid. That's not what we're supplying. We're supplying high-quality units that people want to use and continue to not have headaches with their sweepers. So after we finished with the broom sweepers, the next thing we wanted to involve ourselves with was a regenerative air sweeper to make a full product lineup because, like everything, there's a time and a place for the application. You have a vacuum cleaner at home and a broom at home, and there's a time and a place for each one of those things. So we decided that we needed a regenerative air sweeper on our roster and looked around, and I've known Mark Schwartz for a while. Met him several years ago at a trade show in Las Vegas. He is clearly the person in my mind in America who has probably the most expertise, having grown up in the industry, building machines. I've been to his office and seen the pictures when he was a young man, just a wee lad, welding sweepers together in his father's company. So Mark knows more about regenerative air sweepers than we could possibly ever know. Hopefully we'll learn from that. So Mark and I sat down and discussed the fact that Stuart Amos has a dealer network and a broom machine, but no air machine nor expertise, and he has expertise in air machinery, doesn't have a dealer network. You know, he's building the Victory sweepers with a direct sales into that market. So the synergies of Mark and I joining forces is just plentiful. So we couldn't be more pleased with the joint venture to date. You know, we just agree, you know, from the first time we ever met, we agree in business and life and so many other things, and we agree in the way a sweeper should be built, which is simple, reliable, serviceable, and provides great performance. So, you know, you throw those philosophies together, and whether you're building a broom sweeper or an air sweeper, the combination works. That's sort of where we went with it. The Galaxy R4 and R6, the R4 being a 4.65 cubic yard debris hopper, and the R6 being a 6.1 cubic yard debris hopper. Again, the quality of componentry being the hoppers are made of stainless steel. The screens are stainless steel. The impeller fans are computer-aided design, balanced, and made of abrasion-resistant steel. The, you know, it's all about the airflow in the sweepers, and as Mark can tell you, they spent a lot of time developing the proper airflow. And with a regenerative air sweeper, it is truly all about the airflow.
I have heard good reviews of the machines to date. It'll be interesting to see them, you know, out in the marketplace and all of that. As editor of World Sweeper, I take an independent view of all sweepers because I work with all the manufacturers. But to me, it does seem like a coup for the two of you to get together and combine one, you know, marketing effort out on the street side. It seems as though you have the potential, certainly, to take the rightful position that a major broom and air manufacturer together can have through a dealer network much faster together than you would have the potential to do on your own. So I congratulate you on that.
Thank you. Yes, Mark and I both realize that together we can accomplish a lot more. And it frees him up with us doing the marketing of the regenerative air sweepers. It frees him up for even more product development and more advancements down the line as we continue with this. And mm-hmm. we both are looking very forward to what the future brings in that. Of the sweepers that we've sold so far, you know, everyone who owns one loves it, and the people who have seen them just rave about them. And, or, you know, as they write specs and go through budget and that process. So we're really looking forward to it and very encouraged by the performance.
Mm-hmm. You have dealers already. Are you looking for more dealers? Are
well,
you?
We have dealers in most major markets, but there are a few areas that we'd like to and are actively looking for coverage in the area and in certain areas of the country. We're looking for, you know, the right type of dealer who knows sweepers and can appreciate what we're selling or what we're making and what, you know, the level of support that we provide. I'm very active in every aspect of the sweepers from a manufacturing and from a customer satisfaction standpoint, because I take this very personally. And so does Mark Schwarz, and that's the beauty of what we do. I mean, he and I both live and breathe street sweepers. What can I say? There's no red tape when you deal with us. That's the beauty that a lot of dealers can find, and our customers as well.
I definitely look forward to seeing how this shakes out in the marketplace and where it all goes from here. You have the R4 and the R6. I understand there are some more machines on the drawing board that will be coming out over time, as one might expect. So I wish you the very best in this, and is there anything further you'd like to say in closing?
Well, Ranger, no, thank you. I appreciate what you do for our industry, and stay tuned for what we're going to do here at Stewart Amos. We're excited about what the future brings, particularly as the economy tries to recover and will recover. People are looking for alternatives. You know, sweepers need to last longer, and we're building sweepers that last longer. So, again, I want to thank you for your efforts and support to our industry.
Oh, well. Thanks again, Frank. I certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Ranger.